اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are with brothers Ali Nasir and Hussein Ruhullah, and also brother Hassan Nasrullah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers. How are you? And welcome.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Hussein, are you fine?
Yes.
Okay, you're very welcome. Ali Nasir?
Alaikum assalam, sir.
How are you with fasting?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, good. How about Hassan Nasrullah?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, good. So today, inshallah, as you know, we will be working on Ayah 61 of Surah Ali Imran on page 57. So, brothers and sisters, I really recommend if you have your Quran with you or if you don't have, please get your Quran, okay? And inshallah, turn to page 57, Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 61. Let's everybody listen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن حاجك فيه من بعد ما جاءك من العلم فقل تعالوا ندعو أبناءنا وأبناءكم ونساءنا ونساءكم ونساءنا ونساءكم وأنفسنا وأنفسكم ثم نبتهل فنجعل لعنة الله على الكاذبين.
All right, nice recitation, alhamdulillah. We will practice now the recitation and then inshallah we'll move on to the explanation and tajweed rules. All right?
Yes.
Hassan,
yes.
Hussein, Ali Nasir, ready?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
فمن حاجك فيه من بعد ما جاءك من العلم فقل تعالوا
فمن حاجك فيه من بعد ما جاءك من العلم فقل تعالوا
فقل تعالوا ندعو أبناءنا وأبناءكم ونساءنا ونساءكم وأنفسنا وأنفسكم
فقل تعالوا ندعو أبناءنا ونساءكم وأنفسنا وأنفسكم.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. وأنفسنا وأنفسكم ثم نبتهل فنجعل لعنة الله على الكاذبين.
وأنفسنا وأنفسكم ثم نبتهل فنجعل لعنة الله على الكاذبين.
أحسنت. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Have you heard about the occasion of Mubahala, the adventure of Mubahala?
Yes.
Mubahala. Mubahala is one of the important adventures that happened in the early Islam. Allah Almighty says, فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. So, in the previous verses, ayat, we talked about what? The story of Prophet Musa, Isa alayhi salam, right?
Yes.
That how Christians believed and how Muslims believe, okay? And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam argued with them and told them the truth. Yes? الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. In the previous ayat we had, yes? That this is the truth from your Lord, and don't be among those who are in doubt, okay? Now, in this ayah, Allah Almighty says, O Prophet, فَمَنْ حَاجَّكِ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. So if they again argue you, okay? If they continue, for example, if anyone argue with you concerning him, the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, okay? After the knowledge that has come to you, the truth, we said it is the truth, okay? That he is the same as his creation is the same as the creation of Prophet Adam alayhi salam. So what should you do? Say, come. If you believe and you are like you think like you have a strong belief and your belief is true, okay, that Prophet Isa alayhi salam was God, okay? So if you think this way, come. Oh Christians, come, okay? We'll call upon our children, okay? Upon our women and upon our our souls, okay, our nafs, okay? The closest persons, okay? The nearest persons to us, okay? We'll call them the most important people in our family, okay? To us, okay? We'll call them, we'll come, okay? In a place, we'll gather, okay? And we ask Allah Almighty, oh Allah Almighty, the one who is right, bless them. The one who is wrong, the ones who are the liars, okay? The liars, okay? The ones who are not right, okay? Wrong. The yes. ones who have wrong beliefs, okay? Send your azab upon them. Mubahala, if the conditions, according based on the conditions, if it's done, okay, for sure Allah Almighty will send the azab to the wrong group of believers. Okay?
Yes.
Then Allah, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, held the hand of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Lady Zahra salamullah alayha, and Imam Ali alayhi salam, who is the nafs of the Prophet, okay? The soul of the Prophet. So, وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ. And then the Christians as well. So, okay, when the Christians saw that Prophet is on time and he's so firm, okay, strong in his belief, and he didn't really hesitate, okay? He got his family, the nearest people of his family with him, okay? And he's coming to the appointment, right? When they saw the head of the Christians said, oh, Christians, oh, my followers, okay? I see innocent faces. That if Allah Almighty is so listening to them, okay? They are so near to Allah Almighty. If these innocent faces, if they ask Allah Almighty to just move the mountain from here and put it there, okay? Allah Almighty will listen and will do so. So it is better for us to stop this here. Okay? And they stopped here, okay? And they didn't do the mubahala. And they agreed on paying jizya every year. Paying, like, for example, we say tax, okay?
Yes.
And for non-Muslims to live in the Muslim country. So they paid tax, okay? And yeah, they agreed on this. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So inshallah, I want you to learn about ayah mubahala inshallah more in tafsir books inshallah, okay? So it is a very important occasion in Islam, and one of the reasons that we can prove that Imam Ali alayhi salam was the closest, the nearest person to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is this ayah about the Ahlul Bayt, okay? So inshallah, make dua as well for us inshallah, okay? As you're reading, inshallah, make dua for us as well, inshallah, to have more knowledge about this. Now, the very important tajweed rules. Ali Nasir, Hassan and Hussein. As you know, the very first important tajweed rule that in every ayah in recitation we have to pay attention is the pronunciation of the letters. It's very, very important. Hassan, all right?
Yes.
So, فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ. Of course, the first letter is ha, right? Yeah. Which is a more throaty sound. فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Uh-huh. عَيْن is also one of the letters, throat letters. Totally, throat letters are important.
Yes.
Yes.
And the eight heavy letters are important. Okay? Eight heavy letters. رَا, خَا, yeah? صَاد, ضَاد, طَا, ظَا, غَيْن, قَاف. These are important. So this group of letters, also the throat letters. هَا, هَمْزَ, هَا, حَا, خَا, عَيْن, غَيْن. A combination of these letters, okay? This group of letters, they are important for in pronunciation. Make sure, okay? And also some other letters, like ذَال. All right? ذَال is important.
Yes.
So these letters are important. So you have to pay attention. So any letters you want, okay, if you see one of these letters in this ayah, make sure they are important to pronounce them correctly. Of course, the rest of the letters, they're easy. That's why we do not mention. Like seen, sound. It's very easy. Wow. Yeah, wow is important. Sometimes we might pronounce it like V. It's wrong, okay? Wow, wow. It's not like wow when you say it. It's like wow, okay? Not like very. So the wa sound. Let's move on. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ. And the next point is about the Nun Sakin and Tanween that we have to mention, yeah? The four different rules about Nun Sakin and Tanween. Yes. The rule إِخْفَى, إِظْهَار,
إِدْغَام,
and إِقْلَاب. These four letters, four rules, okay? Now, we have فَمَنْ, Nun Sakin plus Ha. Nun Sakin plus Ha, Ha is from the throat letters, from the إِظْهَار rule.
Yes.
So, what should we do?
Nothing.
Nothing. What do you mean, nothing?
Like, normally, really?
Yeah, of course, nothing. Don't do anything. Don't put yourself in trouble, okay? Just read it the way you want. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ. Nun, pronounce it clearly, which is called the rule?
إظهار.
Right. It's very simple and easy. Okay. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ. Now the mad. I prolonged it. Oh, do you remember what type of mad it is? Which was obligatory that you have to.
Maddul lazim.
Ah, yeah, mad lazim. Good job. Mad lazim, which is obligatory, mandatory. You have to. When you had a letter after mad, you have the letter with tashdeed. Here you have to. Mad letter, which is alif.
Yeah.
Next, after mad letter, you have a letter with tashdeed. Here you have to prolong the mad. It's wajib, mandatory. Six counts. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ, right?
Yes.
So this is mandatory. And also don't pronounce it like حَاجَّكَ, no. Ha, which has a light sound. Hassan, yes?
Yes.
You're so quiet today. Maybe it's the holy month of Ramadan and you're hungry. You're running out of energy. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ فَمِنْ بَعْدِ. مِنْ بَعْدِ. Again, we got a noon sock in here. What should we do? We should look at the next letter, right?
Yes. Yes.
So what's the next letter? Ba.
Ba.
What should we do with ba? What rule is applied here?
Iqlab.
Iqlab. Min ba'di, which means you change the noon sound into
half
a hidden meme sound, half hidden meme sound. That's good. Min ba'di, and produce a nasal sound. Ma ja'aka, which is easy, it's wajib mad. Yes, mad wajib, muttasil. Six counts, five counts. Min al-ilmi, faqul ta'alaw. Don't read it, ta'alu. Sometimes we make mistake. It is a madlin, aw sound, not oo sound. Ta'alaw, nad'u, qalqala. Abna, qalqala. Ana wa abna'akum, abna, qalqala. Wa nisa'ana wa nisa'akum. The mad... All the mat in these four words. Abna ana abna akum nisa ana nisa akum. All the mat are
wajib.
Because mad letters and hamza both are in one word. Right? That's why it's wajib for six counts. That's it.
وأنفسنا نون ساكن plus فا إخفاء right أنفسنا وأنفسكم ثم نبتهل قلقلة فنجع again قلقلة bounce the sound لعنة فنجعل لعنة الله الله heavy sound الله على الكاذبين that's all so I hope inshallah you have taken notes you've practiced with us okay the tajweed rules in this ayah make sure inshallah you listen carefully to the audio and practice well Hassan Hussein Ali Nasser any questions
no
questions alhamdulillah thanks for being with us brothers and sisters thank you so much for joining us today we really recommend you to stay with us every day inshallah at the same time we'll be here with you with a Quranic session we'll be working on the verses of Surah Ali Imran and so on inshallah so thanks to IRB English Radio for holding this kind of Quranic classes inshallah may Allah bless them all and also the Sevier International School thank you so much brothers and sisters once again for being with us walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala sayyidina muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان